Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We're now in Masechet Pesachim Daf Ayin Tet Amud Aleph, about to take a look at the fifth Mishnah in this, the seventh Perek, Mishnah Vav. Ditma Kahal O Rubo, if the entire community or a majority of the community, O Shayu HaKonim Tmeim, or the Kohanim were all Tmei, Bakal Torim, even if the rest of Am Yisrael was Tahor, Ya'asu B'tumah, the Pesach Rishon has brought B'tumah. But nitma miuta kahal, if only minority of the kahal became tamei, and of course the kohanim are tahorim, hatorim osim et harishon, everybody who's tahor performs Pesach Rishon, vatmeim osim et hasheni. Those who were tamei hopefully become tahor by the time Pesach Sheni rolls around, and we will deal with the details of Pesach Sheni in the ninth parak. Tanu Rabbanan. Hareisha Yisrael tamei kohanim uklei sherei tahorim. Let's say Am Yisrael was tamei, but the kohanim and the kelim were tahor. Or the opposite. Even if every person was tahor, but the kelim were tamei, do the Pesach betumah. We do not split a korban sibur. In other words, you can't have a korban sibur where part is the Pesach Rishon and part is Pesach Sheni. Amrav Chista, lo shanu elosh mahasakim bitmei meit. That's only true if the knife that we're talking about as a kli sharet became tmei meit. Rachman Amar b'chalal cherev, because what does the Torah's prescription or description of metalware in contact with the dead? Cherev harehu k'chalal. And therefore, it is an aviavotatuma v'kametame legavre, and therefore anybody who holds it will himself become an avatuma. So therefore, when you're doing the Pesach, you're doing it b'tumat haguf, you yourself are tamei, and that involves karet, and that's trumped. Avalnit masakim b'tumat sheretz. Let's say that a dead sheretz fell on the sakin. The basarhu d'metamile. Here's what happens. The meat becomes tamei as a result, but a kli is not metamei a person, except in the case where the kli is an avatum, avi avotatuma. Legavala metamile. Therefore, tahorin avi, tmein lo avi. So now, let's say everybody's tahor and a few people are tamei. And the sakinim that they have for shechita became tamei with some other tuma. Since they can't propagate tuma further to make the person holding them tamei, therefore these people can remain there in their tahara. Therefore, only the tahorin do Pesach Rishon. Mutav yochal betumat basar belav. So it's better to use this knife that became tamei b'tumat sheretz, where all you have is that the meat of the korban became tamei, as opposed to you becoming tamei, which is karet. So obviously Rav Chista is of the opinion, as we've already investigated, that tumah did not become a blanket hat there, but simply is trumped b'tzibur, and therefore we only trump it where it works. He says, no, in a case like that, everybody will do it, even the Tmeim. My Talmud ichtiv basar yishayyabu chol tamei lo yachel ba'eshi sarif basar kol tahor yochal basar. This odd extra phrase in the context of the Shlamim. Kol eichad lo karinan be basar yishayyabu chol tamei lo yachel. Any case where we say nobody can eat it, lo karinan be basar kol tahor yochal basar. Only then do we have the demand that Tahorim eat it. But wherever we cannot say that, which means that therefore, since here some are going to be eating it, therefore we don't have that limitation. Everybody eats it. That's Rava's position. That doesn't mean Rava takes the position in Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. Itmar. Hareisha Yisrael Mechza Torin Mechza Tmein. Let's say it's 50-50 exactly. Tahor Tamei. Rava Mar Mechza Mechza Kurov. Then it's like a majority. And that means a majority is considered tamei. We do it betumah. Rav Kana mar mechza mechza eno karov. No, you do need more than 50% to be tamei to justify. Rav mar mechza mechza karov. Why? Halalu osin latzman, halalu osin latzman. Everybody does the Pesach and they do it separately. Kahana mar mechza mechza eno karov. Torin osin et harishon, tmeim osin et hasheni. Right? Which means that you basically have as if you had 5% tamei or whatever it is, all the tmeim we have to Pesach sheni. Ikadam, other people had this version, Amr of Kahana, Mechza, Mechza, Eno Kurov, exactly that same way, Tahorin and Tosin and Tarishon, but here, watch this, Eno Sin and Tarishon and Tashini. According to this other version of Kahana, the Tmeim don't do any of them. Rishon, they can't do the Rishon, Lahavaruba, because they're not a majority, and therefore they can't participate in the Pesach Rishon Betuma. Besheni, Lahavdi, they can't do Pesach Sheni, Lahavmiuta, because they also weren't a minority, and only a minority can go to Pesach Sheni, so they're caught in the middle, they do nothing. let's see if how Rav Kahana's position and which version of Rav Kahana will play out against our Mishnah. Tna nitma kahala rubo shayu akon meimah kahal torim yasu b'yasebetumah. Yeh yasebetumah. That's rubo hu da'avdi betumah. Only if majority are tamei. Aval palgo paga, if it's 50-50, lo avdi berishon. Then they don't do berishon. So kasha l'rav, because that supports Rav Kahana one way or the other. Either way, the tameim are not going to do the rishon. So Amalach Rav, Rav says, Ruba avdi kulhu betumah. He says, there is a difference. If a 51% are tameim, then everybody does it together betumah. Palgo palgo, it's 50-50, alalo sin asman, alalo sin asman. Like Rav said, they do two separate psachim, meaning the tameim stay separate from the tahorim, but they all do pesach rishon. Achram mistabra, and it seems to follow that way, to Tani Seifa, because the end of the Mishnah is actually going to move us backwards against the Reisha. Nitma miyuta kahal, if only a miyut got tameto, inosim tavishon, minosim tasheni. So miyutu dav yusheni, it's only when you have minority. Tame, less than 50%, of halpago pago, 50% low. Vav de Risha, they do Risha, valosin that's one, valosin that's one, exactly like Rav said. So Velakash Rav Kahana, that now defeats Rav Kahana, who said that 50-50 you have Pesach Sheni, at least according to the first version. Amalach Rav Kahana, mu miuta kahal, torino sinta rishon, meino sinta sheni. Palgo palgo, torino sinta rishon, alfein, eino sinta rishon, vlo ta sheni. Now that supports the second version of Rav Kahana, where he interprets the Mishnah now as saying, if minority became tamei, and the Torin do Pesach Rishon, and the minority of 22% do Pesach Sheni. But if it's 50-50, then the Pesach Rishon is done by the Torin, and the Pesach Sheni is not done at all. HaTenech L'Ishtabat Rav Kahana. That only supports the second version of Kahana. HaChlishtam Rav Kahana, Torin Osinta Rishon, Pnmeim Osinta Sheni, Ma'ikala Meimor. But according to the first version of Rav Kahana, where he said if it's 50-50, the 50% that were Tameh all do Pesach Sheni, then how do you explain it? Really, the Mishnah could have said 50-50. If it was 50-50, they'd still do Pesach Sheni. So why did the Mishnah say a minority is Tamei? Parallel construction, because the Reisha said Rubo, and the Seifa therefore says Miuto, thus leaving 50-50 as undefined. Alright, so now we've got a Machloket Rav, and a Machloket Rav Kahana, with Rav Kahana, and within Rav Kahana, two versions. So three different possibilities about what happens when at Pesach Rishon, exactly 50% of the Kahal is Tameh. Tanya Kavateta Rav, we have a Brayta supporting Rav. Tanya Kavateta Rav Kahana, Kitrei Leishu, we have a Brayta that supports both versions of Rav Kahana. Let's see how that works. Tanya Kavateta Rav, the Brayta supports Rav. Ayu Yisrael, Mechza Ritor, and Mechza Tmeim, 50-50. Hosein Natsman, Rav Alusein Natsman, they each do a separate Pesach. Exactly like Rav. Tanya Kolesh Kamar Rav Kahana, we have a bright that supports the first version of Kahana. Arshe Yisrael Mechza Torah Mechza Tomein, 50-50. Torino Sinta Rishon, Tmeino Sinta Sheni. Exactly like Rav Kahana said the first version. Tanya Kolesh Nabatrak Rav Kahana, now we have a third bright that supporting Rav Kahana's second version. Arshe Yisrael Mechza Torah Mechza Tomein, 50-50. Torino Sinta Rishon, Tmein Ena No Sinta Rishon, Vlata Sheni. Exactly like the second version of Rav Kahana. Ula Rav, Ula Leish Shabbat to Rav Kahana. Now we have a problem according to Rav in that last version of Kahana. Hadatana Torino Sinta Rishon, Tveino Sinta Sheni, Hechim Etarzila. How will they ever explain the Brayta that says that Tahorino Sinta Rishon and Tveino Sinta Sheni, because according to Rav, Tvein should have done the Rishon, and according to the second version of Kahana, they shouldn't do it at all. So they said, Kigon Shayyusa Mechza Torin Mechza Tveim, it's 50-50, Vinashim Mashthimot Latmeim. Here's the Chat. If the women help to make up the 50% of the tmeim, the kasavar nashim barishon reshut, and they must hold that nashim are not obligated, women are not obligated in Pesach Rishon. So now what happens? Dal nashim mitmeim, if you take the women out of the list of tmeim, v'havalu tmeim miyuta, then the tmeim become a minority. Miyuta yudchul Pesach Sheni, then the miyut gets pushed to Pesach Sheni. So therefore, in that case, everybody agrees that they would do Pesach Sheni. Okay, so that's how the Brayta that said that they do Pesach Rishon and the other 50% does Pesach Sheni is explained. It's not really 50-50 because the 50% of Pesach Rishon included women who, according to this position, are patur and therefore don't count towards the numbers. A little strange to say, why are you counting 50-50 if they don't count towards the numbers? All right, second problem now. Rav Olesh Takamda Rav Kahana. So now Rav and the first version of Kahana are going to have a problem with the bright that supported the last version of Kahana. How will they explain a bright that says that the 50% that were tamei don't do either. Because Rav said they do them both at Pesach Rishon, and Rav Kahana's first version said that the 50% that were tamei do Pesach Sheni. Now, by the way, what the critical thing here is that we would like these three brayto to be harmonious, and therefore each position is going to have to explain a circumstance where that other brayto would still work. Rav matar itzla, so they can't answer it the same way. Rav would explain it as follows. Of course, Rav and Rav Kahana are not around. We're reconstructing this for them. There are women adding to the Tohorim. According to that bright, the women are obligated in Pesach Rishon, but not in Pesach Sheni. But Rishon lo avdi, therefore they can't do Pesach Rishon to have a mute. Right? Because, there's only a minority here. And the minority who's tmeim don't do berishon. Uvesheni lo avdi, they can't do pesach sheni dal nashiminayu, because then if you take women out of the mix, back to 50-50, upalgo lo avdi vesheni. You don't have that 50-50. You could say women actually bring them to over 50%, so without the women they're less than 50%, and they don't do, sorry, if they are 50%, then they don't do basheni. That's how Rav would explain the brighter that says you do neither. Well, the Rav Kahana, the Marpalga Nami Avdi Basheni, according to Rav Kahana, who said that half will do Basheni in the first version, I went to Arzla, Rachel Yisrael, Mechza Torin, Mechza Tmein, 50-50, Nashim Ashlimot Latorin, women are part of the Tohorin. So Nashim Rishon Chova, Mashin Rishut, and women are only obligated in Pesach Rishon, according to this. Rishon Lo Avdi, Davalu Palga Palga. So you can't do it Betuma, the first Pesach, because it's 50-50. You need a majority Tmein. Palga Rishon Lo Avdi. B'sheni nami lo avdi, this Pesach Sheni they don't do, dal nashim minayim and atahorin, take women out, v'havu l'tmeim ruba. Then you have a majority tmeim, because women help to make up the 50% of tahorim. For ruba lo avdi b'sheni, you can't have a majority of the kahal doing Pesach Sheni. Well, the Rav Kahana, ha'atanya reisha yisrael mechzatur and mechzat tmeim, v'alalosin natsman, v'alalosin natsman, nechem etarits lehu. How would Rav Kahana, either version, explain the bright that supports Rav? That's what Rav Kahana Tanoi he says. Machloket Tanaim. Ikal Manda Merechza Merechza Kerov. Ikal Manda Merechza Merechza Ino Kerov. He says, I'll agree that my position that 50-50 is not a majority is disputed, and Rav's taking the other position, but I take that position. Okay, let's analyze. Gufa Aresha Yisrael Merechza Torah Merechza Tmein 50-50. All those in that's man. All those in that's man. The bright that supported Rav. They each do Pesach Rishon separately. Hayu Tmein Odfim Alatorim. If there are more Tmeim. Afilu achad, even by one person, yasu betumah, do the whole thing betumah together, v'she'en korban tzibur chaluk, as we saw in the Mishnah. V'lazer in Mati omer, ein ayachid machriyat tzibur l'tumah. He said, that's not true, you can't have a majority of one making the, taking it over 50% and do it betumah. Shenemar, lo tuchal tzvach tapesach, v'achad sha'arecha. Right, which the primary meaning of the pasuk is you can't bring the Korban Pesach in your own city, you have to bring it to the place that Hashem chooses. But what's the drasha? Ve'achad, meaning one. One person can't count for it. Shimon omer, afilu shevet achad tameh, ushar kol ha-shvatim torim. Let's say all of Shevet God is tameh, and everybody else is tahor. Halal sin tzman, halal sin tzman. Shevet God brings Pesach Rishon betuma. My tamed over Shimon, why? Kesavar shevet achad ikri kahal. And this is a discussion that we had in Masachet Shavuot, and Masachet Horayot, actually, about Hora'ah of the whole Kahal, of the Beit Din of a Shevet. Shevet Achad Ikri Kahal. Pihun Omer, Afilu Shevet Achad Tameh Ushar Kol HaShvatim Tohorim, Yasu Betumah She'en Korban Sibur Chaluk. He takes Rabbi Shimon further. He says, if you have one Shevet Tameh, they don't do it separately, but the whole Tzibur does it Betumah, even though way over majority is Tahor. Because Korban Sibur isn't divided. Yudasar Shevet Achad Ikri Kahal. Falu Palgo Palgo in Korban Sibur Chaluk V'Avdi Kula Betuma. He says each Shevet is called an entire Kahal, which means essentially you have half in the sense of some, a significant piece of the Kahal Tameh, therefore you do the whole thing Betuma. Itmar. Hayyusu Amachzatorin Amachzatorin. Again, 50-50. Amarav Metamin Echad Mehem Besheretz. They go out of their way to make one of the other guys Tameh Besheretz. Have them touch a dead rat. And that way you have majority tmeim and you remove all of the sfeikot. Remember Rav's position is if it's 50-50, everybody does Pesach Rishon just separately. He said that's only if the tmeim were one more than the Tohorim. You already wrote tameim. What do you need to be matame a guy for? Him to kula with tuma. So v'la korvalas matcha. He holds like all those matcha. Tomorrow, any yachid machriat tatzibur the tuma on one person. It's not enough. It's kind of like we used to say in basketball. You got to win by two. So you got to have two guys, or sort of like we have in Sanhedrin with a beitin to convict and kill. You need at least a majority of two. It's the same thing here. So one guy's already tame. So we make another guy tame. It means we already won over, we make another guy. If that's the case, so in Rabbi Lazar ben Matya's take, it should be the case that if it's a million and one tameim against a million tahorim, just do it separately as if we're a million and a million. So what do we need to be metame one guy to make the whole thing betuma? Rav was saying, my own position is you do them separately, but if somebody were to hold against that says that when it's 50-50, you don't, and they held like Rabbi Yehuda that ain't korban sibur chaluk, then metame nechad b'sheretz, you go out of your way, you can make him metame, and then you could do the whole thing betuma and remove all doubts. Here's Ula's take. You don't need to make somebody tame. Just send him out of the area so that he's far away, and therefore he's patur. Why didn't just make him tame? Because he says if somebody's only tame sheretz, we can include him in the korban because he'll be tahor that night. Have him touch a dead guy, and that'll be 7 days. The answer is because then this guy won't be able to bring his chagiga. So by having him touch having him go far away, he can't do Pesach. So, and the answer is Efshad Alvi Bishani, yes, Pesach Sheni. B'meit Nami, Efshad Alvi Bishvi, but even if you're Matami and B'meit, by the seventh day of the Chag, he can do the Chagiga. Alvi Lishmini Shilo. Thabar Ula, Kulu Tashlubun Derishoninhu. This is a discussion in Masachat Chagiga of how we understand the rest of the days of Yom Tov. Is each day Tashlubin for the next day, or are they all Tashlubin Derishon? And if you take the positions, Tashlum Derishon, there this discussion of somebody who was lame on the first day and then was able to walk. If they're all Tashlum Derishon, then if you're a Pata on the first day, you're Pata the rest of the week. So therefore, the Chazi Rishon, Chazi B'chulu, B'chol Echad, the Chazi Rishon, the Chazi B'chulu, and therefore, since this guy is Tameh on the first day of Yom Tov, which he won't be if he's Tameh Sheretz, or B'der Chokah, because that's not a Ptur, of Chagiga, then, but if he's Tameh Meit, then he's not fit on the first day, he's not fit for any of the days, he does not bring them, because they are all basically extensions of the first day. From Nachman, Zilu Imrula Le'ula, Man Sayit Ta'akar Sicha Mashkere V'rahit. So Rav Nachman heard this advice by Ula, that we send the guy away, we don't make him Tameh, and he said, go tell Ula, what kind of guy is going to pick up all his belongings and his tent and his pegs and run away and do that? In other words, why would some guy agree to go far away? Of course, it depends what their chokai is. We'll get to the ninth parak in order to solve this problem of keeping the majority and allowing them to do it betum'ah. In other words, 50-50 tumei tahor, one of the tahorim goes away, you now have less than 50% tahor. Okay, itmar. Now, we got another problem. We've been talking about 50-50, and the assumption was the 50 were Tmeim were Tmeim Eit. What if most of the people were Tmei of some other kind of Tumah, like Ziva, and some of them were Tmeim Eit? The Tmeim Eit can't do either Pesach. Rishon lo avdi why dahavu miyuta, because they're a minority, and we're not going to do the Pesach betuma. Mitu lo avdi Rishon. They can't do Pesach Sheni. Anytime that the Tzibur does Pesach Rishon, individuals could do Pesach Sheni. But the Tzibur can't do Rishon because a majority are Tmeim, but not Tmeim Eit. Therefore, these guys can't do Pesach Sheni. Shmuel said, Zilu Imru Leila Abba. Go tell Rav. But you have to do the Pesach. What do you mean you don't do it because of Tmeim? So what are you going to do when they're all Zavim? The answer is, so this is what Rav answers, you can't do it because the Tmei is Zav, so therefore, you can't do it. Itmar, you're going to make Tmei Meitim Zavim, now let's flip it. 70% of the people were Tmei Meit, and then another 20% were Zavim. Rav Huna Amar, ain't Tashlum in the Pesach Haba Betumah. There is no way to make up a Pesach Haba Betumah, meaning the Zavim can't participate in this Pesach Rishon that's being done. But you also, there is no Pesach Sheni if the Pesach Rishon was brought Betumah. So the Zavim are out. He disagrees and says, that if Pesach, even Baba Tuma, you can still do Pesach Sheni if you couldn't do that Pesach Baba Tuma because you had a different kind of tuma that didn't allow you in, like Ziva. So name Akemi Pagan, Mandamai Tashlumin the Pesach Baba Tuma Kasara, Tuma Dukhuya, but see, or maybe the one who says Ain Tashlumin says Tuma is Dukhuya, which means that it's trumped. Tuma is still there as a consideration, but it's trumped. And man damar yesh tashlumin the pesach habavet tuma kasabar tuma hutra betzibur. And the one who says yesh tashlumin, he says tuma is totally permitted in the case of a tzibur. And that means that a pesach habavet tuma is like a proper pesach because hutra betzibur, and therefore regular pesach sheni applies. Amri lo chulei amatuma chulei betzibur. That's the favorite position we hold. Uvaha pligi. And this is the dispute. Mar sabar tahara midchia tuma lo midchia. So he says, Tahara is pushed away, but not other Tuma, meaning the fact that you're a Tamei Zav, that's not ignored. So I feel the Tuma Nami the Mitchia, but the second position is that, yeah, we ignore even that, and therefore you get to Pesach Sheni. Itmar, Yush, Lishitanu, Zavinu, Shlishitanu, Tovin, Shlishitanu, Tamei Metim. So a third of the nation are Zav, third are Tamei, and third Tahor, and third are Tamei Met. Mani Rapatish, which means there's no majority here at all. Otan Tamei Metim, Enan Lo Sin, Tovishon, Vlo Sheni. Tamei Met can't do either. Rishon Lavdi, why? Because Igdilu Zavin ala Tohorim, the Zavim overtake the Tohorim, Dolo Avdi Betuma, so we don't do this Pesach Betuma, because the Zavim plus Tohorim make a Rov, and therefore you don't have a Rov, Tmei Meit. Havale Tmei Meit in Miut, a Miut ala Avdi Berishon, and the Tmei Meit can't do it Berishon, because they're the Miut. Besheni lo Avdi, they can't do Pesach Sheni, because Nitzu was Zavin, ma Tmei Meit in Lavdi Berishon. Now, all the Tmeim, the 66%, or Tmeim, are joined together in the Rishon, Avulu Ruba, and therefore, if Ruba lo mitchil Pesach Sheni, you can't have the Rov pushed out to Pesach Sheni, and that would be another circumstance where neither one of them would be done. Okay, we'll pause at this point, we'll pick it up with the next Mishnah, continuing with the issues of Pesach and Tumah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.